We're now going to take a look at today's games in JCK Division 2. First up, we've got Colby versus Paul Rose. Colby are up in 4th, Paul Rose in 7th. How can you see that one going, John?
I'm going to go for a Colby win. Although they got beat 8-0 last week, St John's, they'll never play another team like that in this division. They need the points to keep in contention for the automatic promotion. So I think I'm just going to edge this one for Colby.
Okay, we've got a top team facing one of the guys at the bottom next. We've got Old Boys versus Foxdale. Foxdale at home. How do you see it going, John?
Yeah, they scored 4 last week, Foxdale, but Ramsey Youth Centre are on fire at the moment and they need the points to keep up with Union Mills, so a Ramsey Youth Centre win.
Okay, Malu next versus Douglaston District. Malu down in 12th, District already up in 11th. There's only a point between them. Very, very tight game for me, that one.
Yeah, I'm going to sit on the fence. This will be a 7-3 for Malu this. I can see you coming after me saying it's going to be a draw.
Marown next up against St John's. Marown in 9th, they've only got 7 points, and John's flying on 24 points, as we've already discussed. It's just a matter of numbers, really, isn't it?
Yeah, if they can keep this down to under 10, they've done well, Marown. I know they've got June Killip, who signed for Peel, but they haven't got many other players now. They've lost a few. I can see an easy win for St John's.
Easy St John's win there. I think that everyone can see that one. Next up, we've got Onchan versus Police. Onchan are in 5th, Police are in 8th. Mid-table clash. Police got beat last week. What do you see happening there?
Well, the manager of Onchan, Robbie Prescott, said they were very unlucky against Paul Rose. They just switched off in the last 20 minutes. So this week, with Police going on a downward spiral, I can only see an Onchan win here.
Onchan win there. And then, okay, next up is Union Mills versus Braddon. Union Mills really need to put in a chase if they're going to catch St John's, which I can't see them doing, but I'm sure they'll give it a go. They are at home to Braddon. How do you see that one going?
Yeah, Braddon just coming into a little bit of form. A nice win there last week against Malu. But Union Mills need the points to keep, as you say, the 5 points behind the leaders. I don't think they'll catch them, but they've got a great chance of going up. So it's a Union Mills win for me.